What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 19 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is entitled, Call on His Name. Dennis Tucker said, "To call on the name of the Lord is to invoke God and all that He is in an attempt to find relief from the current constraints." Today's text is Psalm 116, 3-4. "The snares of death encompassed me, the pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul." Some thoughts on today's text. The psalmist is suffering under intense agony, so he calls on the name of the Lord to deliver his soul. Calling on the name of the Lord is an overwhelming expression of the writer's faith in God. It signifies a conscious awareness of God's presence and a complete dependence on His power. The phrase, "I called on the name of the Lord," denotes invoking God's eternal attributes and inviting His ability into your present situation. Warren Wiersbe shares these words of wisdom about Psalm 116, verses 3-4. "Only a God as great as Jehovah can hear the voices of millions of His children who are praying to Him at the same time. The writer was deep in trouble and sorrow, like a man drowning who is so entangled in a net that death seems inevitable. The name of the Lord represents all that God is and does, and to call on His name is to trust Him to work on our behalf. Like Peter sinking in the sea during the storm, he prayed, 'Lord, save me,' and the Lord rescued him. When through no fault of our own, we find ourselves in great danger, we can call on the Lord for His help." Peter referred to verse 3 in his sermon at Pentecost, Acts 2:24, "Loose the pains of death," and applied it to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Charles Spurgeon provides an additional thought here, as follows. "When the good man could not run to God, he called to Him. This form of petition is short, comprehensive, to the point, humble, and earnest. It would be great if all our prayers were molded upon this model. Perhaps they would be if we were in similar circumstances to those of the psalmist, for real trouble produces real prayer. Here we have no multiplicity of words and no fine arrangement of sentences. Everything is simple and natural. There is not a redundant syllable, and yet there is not one lacking." While the psalmist in today's scripture is calling out under great distress, we should remember that God is present regardless of whether or not we are in pain. We can call on His name at any time, in any circumstance. Too often, believers limit prayer to a last resort after they have exhausted all their efforts and endured as much hurt as humanly possible. However, since God is ever present and all-powerful, we should turn to God in prayer as our first response. Like any loving parent, God desires for an ongoing conversation with His children. While He is here in our crises, He is also present in our celebrations. Consistently calling on His name leads to continual transformation, strengthening our spiritual journey and deepening our understanding of the Lord. We have the opportunity to have a daily dialogue with our divine Lord, which reminds us that we are never alone. Some questions to consider. What does it mean to you personally to call on the name of the Lord? Is it easier for you to call on the Lord's name during trials or when things are going well? How do the following scriptures correlate with Psalm 116, 3-4? Psalm 145:18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth." And Lamentations 3:52-58 says, "Those who were my enemies without cause hunted me like a bird. They tried to end my life in a pit and threw stones at me. The waters closed over my head, and I thought I was about to perish. I called on Your name, Lord, from the depths of the pit. You heard my plea. Do not close Your ears to my cry for relief. You came near when I called You. And You said, 'Do not fear. You, Lord, took up my case. You redeemed my life. Thanks for joining us today.